picked off by Malik Mustafa, who is taking the place in of Hufanga.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Al Michaels, Amazon, 49ers win 36-24, and it took 18 minutes from the 925 on the Comcast business text line. 18. If Gino was more accurate, could have gone the other way. And then from the 209, that was not a great game. If Seattle had a better quarterback, they would have crushed this. Seahawks moved the ball easily. If it wasn't for Gino, that's an L. Well, the one thing you're forgetting is we were a 2-3 team. We were a 2-3 team coming in there. Not 5-0, not 4-1. You're 2-3, and you're playing the Seattle Seahawks on the road.
Talk to me.
And you won by 12 points.
Man!
You're not good enough yet to talk about
style
what didn't
wins.
Go right.
Yes. My aunt was my hat. Well, you know that
if
old
aunt was your hat?
No, if my aunt, you know, was a man, she'd be my uncle. But that the bottom line is they got the win. Damn, man, I can't believe that. Not today. This team would have been 2-4, and Steiny, it would have been Armageddon on this payday Friday. They handle business. Now, I'm being honest. I have a PTSD watching the Niners. I'm thinking when Geno had the ball and a chance to score, if they put it in the end zone, we've seen this movie before. But to come out there on national TV, run the ball 33 times for 228 yards, Matt Stymets, 6.9 yards a pop. Come on, man. And you know what? Look around. The NFL, nothing's going to be pretty and perfect. And when you are 2-3 and just drop one at home that you blew, man, to hell with that. Like, you got to get her done.
From the 707, is this correct? First time since 88, the 49ers scored over 31 at Seattle. There you go, if that's true. We'll get our fact checkers on it.
I want to check. Would you buy that? I'm not buying. I got to. They've owned Seattle, but I got to believe they putting up more in that building.
I think he's probably right.
Well,
that's what I'm guessing.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. All I saw was a lot of outside zone runs, Steiny. Dibs, I love this. 21 personnel, the Niners ran at 47% of the time.
Are you sure?
Positive. Yeah. You know what the 21 personnel is, right?
Sure, sure. Jeffrey in Oakland, he's feeling it.
Jeff.
What's up, Jeffrey? How you doing, buddy? How you feeling?
I'm doing.
Good.
I was calling because I've been a Niners. I was a Raiders fan at first, and they left me. So I jumped over to the Costa base in 1981 and haven't looked back. And I'm saying this. I was worried about the last two games we lost behind. After last night, we're coming back. We're on the brink to win it all. You know?
Yeah.
Jeff will be telling everybody know we're going to make it this year.
What was the best part of last night?
Best part of last night was seeing those rookies, man, come up and play.
Man.
That was pretty good. I mean, I knew Mustafa when he was there. I saw him in the preseason games, and I thought about him. I said, oh, he's going to be a hitter. Mind me, Ronnie Lott.
Yeah. And he left the game.
He left the game. I hope he's okay. And I don't know what the kicker was doing, trying to do another Sebastian Janikowski stuff. You know, come on, man.
Yeah.
But I just want to say we're on the brink. I'm 56 years old. You youngsters. Some of you uncles don't know yet, but I've been around. I've been with Jerry Rice called Pee-Pee.
Oh, okay.
Jeffrey, you're a kid.
Yeah.
You're just a kid at 56.
Now put some respect.
Which stat was wrong?
Well, if he's talking about regulation, then the stat is technically correct. But in 2008, the Niners scored 33 points in an overtime victory at Seattle.
Nah, he was close.
Because we did good stuff, Evan. We didn't hear him say regulation, right, Steiny?
You want me to read it?
Might have been implied, but...
Yeah. But we got to put some respect like the caller did. Thanks for calling on Matthew Wright, Steiny. 3-3, along of 41. But what's up with Niner kickers trying to be Ronnie Lott? They shouldn't have to.
Well, when the return man gets to the 45, then it's down to the kicker.
Yeah.
But they
gave
up another one last night.
They were in control of that game, and special teams as hell. They got to get it fixed, Donnie. But, man, Seattle runs that kickback 97 yards, And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it's like, when can you rest? But they got it done. 36-24, throwback uniforms look beautiful by both teams. But they needed this, partner. Now, dude, they're playing a team that's coming off a bye, so I'll leave that there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean,
Chiefs coming off a bye. Go figure when the Niners, you know, got some extra days.
Yeah. It's not as big a deal if you're playing on a Thursday.
Well,
so the 49ers, they'll have their work cut out for them in a couple weeks, but
how
it's not 30? Really.
Three touchdowns, Steiny. 18-28, 255 in the air.
About time.
No mistakes, running, doing his thing. So everybody had a part in this. And the caller's point, the rookies, that was big. But I keep hate talking about the Niners and certain players and not knowing what's up with their injuries. I know it's a sprained AC joint with J.P. Mason. Can Guerrero be the bell cow?
He's not going to need to.
You don't think so?
San Francisco running back Jordan Mason, the NFL's leading rusher, is believed to have suffered a sprained AC joint that is not considered serious during Thursday night's win in Seattle.
Okay.
That's according to Shefty.
Yeah.
Adam Schefter.
We saw Patrick Taylor Jr. run. I was like, who are these guys? Youngsters.
Yeah, so here's what's happening today. Kyle Shanahan's going to talk to the media on a conference call at about 12:30, and we will have that sound for you right after. So we will go to Kyle Shanahan after he talks to the media on a conference call, and then the 49ers take some time off before they get ready for Kansas City next week. They will be more upbeat going into that game than they would have been had they lost last night, that's for sure.
Now, I believe you know me. We got a relationship going on almost 10 years, Steiny, and I think you know how I watch sports and just how...
Yeah. I talked to Ernie Chavez about how you watch sports
Shout out to Ernie. He's the man. But, Steiny, you know I'm not a caper, but the start of the fourth quarter, Seattle fumbled the ball. D. Williams, the returner for the Seahawks, it hit him.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fumble. It's a clear recovery by the Niners. Mm. Kyle challenges, and in this age of technology and angles, you come back and the NFL says we didn't have all the views.
Yeah, ain't have a camera
view. That's BS.
What do you mean?
Because regular Joes like us and Amazon Prime saw clearly. New York was saying they didn't have. What are we doing? What if that were a playoff game? What if this was for the division? Like the NFL,
won the game. They won
you
the
should
game.
Be embarrassed that you couldn't. Like seriously, man. So I say that to say that happens. Maybe this game is not that close. But good God, fix yourself. How can you say to the American public, we didn't have the angles, but all the world's what? Like, that's just stupid. He clearly touched it. It was in fumble.
Yeah, you know.
You know what?
Hey, stuff evens out over the course of a season.
Man.
It's stuff, you know, the guy, was
he
it an illegal
down,
shift?
Michael,
was it an illegal
minute,
shift on DK Metcalf?
Oh, my
come
God.
On.
When did this become the new
he
Holden?
Took away a 52-yard touchdown.
Jesus Christ. Watch something else. Illegal shift. And I'm looking at the play like, was it really blatant, Steiny? Anyway.
Yeah, he kept those feet.
Niners
moving.
Got robbed. How about that?
They won.
That was a
they won the game.
But had they lost, this would be leading.
No, it wouldn't.
Please.
If they had lost this game, would be leading with is another blown lead.
See, you might have, and it would have been there, but this would have been the lead for me. I'm just like, good gosh.
It's not a perfect game, Goo. There are mistakes that are made by players. There are mistakes that are made by the booth. It's not going to be the last replay review.
But the booth is there to, so there's no mistakes. But to say you didn't have access to certain angles.
Well, they didn't. What do you want them to do?
Get better Wi-Fi. Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
Jesus. You know what? I'm using that too much. It's not Sunday. Chimney crickets.
What were you using?
Jesus.
Oh. Let's go to, I'll tell you what. What do you say we bring in Trey in the East Bay? Trey was there last night at the veranda.
Trey!
Introduced himself. What's up, Trey? How you doing, buddy? Thanks for coming out last night, man. Fun time.
Oh, man, it was a great time, brother. Appreciate y'all for doing that for us, man.
Absolutely.
That was a beautiful night. Man, we definitely enjoyed it, man. It was great meeting you, meeting Boo, man. And you guys are some real stand-up guys, man. Appreciate y'all.
Oh, sure, Trey, man.
But look, man, it was a great win, though, overall, man. All the stars came out and showed up. Purdy, three TDs. Debo got one. Kittle got one. Bosa showed up. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Warner still played like Warner. We should have had that fumble recovery, but that's okay, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, we played well, man. I mean, even down, you know, hurt the way we were, you know what I mean? We still came out and played. The youngsters showed up, so we have to be happy with this win overall. There's nobody should be mad about nothing, man. We're 3-3, back on top of the division, you know, first place. So what else can you ask for, brother?
There it is. I'm with you there. I'm with you there. You came in 2-3, and you lose that game. You're 2-4, and you're essentially three games behind because you would have lost two games in the standings. You'd be two games behind, but you would have lost the head-to-head. So
no doubt.
First things first, and that was to beat the Seahawks last night, and that's what they did. And to me, everything's kind of secondary to that. It doesn't mean you can't work on improving some of the things you need to improve
perfect.
But first things first, and the San Francisco 49ers are now 3-3. And I'll tell you, one of the things I was actually thinking about last night, Goo, was, I always think about the show. I think about our audience, our listeners, how much we love them. And I'm just looking forward to a call today from J-Dog in Boston.
Man.
You think J-Dog in Boston will
I'm going to say no.
J-Dog, what a game plan by Kyle Shanahan.
Ran it down their throat.
Playing chess, huh?
Yeah.
Playing chess. Did you see how Shanahan utilized those weapons?
And we always come, and yesterday wasn't perfect for the special teams, Donnie. They gave up that touchdown return. But also, Luter was in on a fumble early in the first quarter from Seattle, and that, I feel like, had a big, you know, that was a big reason the Niners were up 20 points. So to slay the dragon in regard to what ails you in the red zone, and Kittle now is being used more, I just feel like it's Donnie, five touchdowns, and he's a target, and they're starting to use him, two big touchdowns. And let's give Brock Purdy the Roger Clemens Award for last night. That touchdown in the corner, Donnie, you know what I remember, where he threw a fastball, heat rock, and the defender was right there, fell down, tried to deflect it, hit Kittle. It was a beautiful thing.
Brock Purdy, proud of his unit. Take a listen.
Obviously, there's always going to be stuff that you can clean up. And, you know, for us, our standard is high here. And so I think a lot of us would go to, all right, like, we could have done this or that and be better here. But I think at the end of the day, man, it's a team sport. And so to go four quarters with all these different kinds of emotions and parts of the game, and to be able to rally together and defense get a turnover and then us score a touchdown at the end. And it's just, that's team football, man. And that's the sport that we play. So I feel like we did take a step in the right direction for sure. And we're always going to have stuff that we're going to be hard on ourselves and need to grow and get better at, but I really do think that we all as a team came together and found a way today really well. So
yeah, and I feel like the simplest way to talk about this game, and not that we have to dwell on this part, but to me, they lost two games. Let's throw the Vikings game out, but they lost two games where they had leads, and both sides of the ball had chances to win the game for the team, and they didn't do it. And last night, the bottom line is it got to be a one-possession game, and the defense forced a turnover, and then the offense went down and scored, and it's ball game.
No
and
doubt that's, about it.
And that's what they needed to do one other time, or actually two other times this year, but now they've done it one out of three times. So to me, that was the difference in the ball game: the situational stop, the interception by Green, and then Garendo taking it down for the game-clinching tie, game-clinching score, essentially. With Juszczyk's run.
And that's why this season, Stoney, with their record going into this game, has been uncanny, because we know it's not a talent issue, but it was just odd that they couldn't meet those moments. But yesterday they did, man, and I got to be honest with you. I'm sitting there like, man, if they don't get a first down, are they going to be able to stop them? How much time is going to be on the clock for Seattle? And then Garendo, bam, is scampering. So, this is a feel-good win, Stoney. They basically got back to basics. Ran the ball, took the ball away, and all said and done, they win by 12 points, man.
Let's go to Steven in Vegas. Hey, Steven, how you doing, man?
Doing great. Want to say, Danny Guru, best duo on Sports Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Love Willard, love Diz, Vontae Shafsky, but this show's where it's at.
So
grateful we got that win last night. Definitely makes it easier to go 10 days without Niners football ending on a win.
Yep. Wow.
But this special team's got me nervous. Every time we're punting, kicking, I just get to pin my stomach till the play's over. And like I keep seeing on, you know, Facebook, everything, people getting mad at our kickers for making these tackles. But what they fail to realize is the kicker's making the tackle because the rest of our special teams is missing those tackles.
Exactly.
And I ain't going to fault the guy for doing his job.
Well,
you know, Niners, the reason they're Niners is they got that dog in them. Even our kickers got that dog in them. They ain't afraid to put their body on the line. You know, hope our special teams can fix this up, but people got to take it easy on our kickers. They're just doing their job.
Yeah. Appreciate the call.
What
Steven
are they supposed
in Vegas.
To do? Low legs, Donnie, let him go?
Maybe try to push him out of bounds. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it, I mean, what?
I'm sure Moody regrets it.
I mean, if you got to make a tackle, you got to make a tackle. And they made the tackle, and we got to wait to see about Matthew Wright. Made three field goals.
Man. And I'll tell you what,
Moody makes three field goals. It's a bad night.
Yeah. But overall, Daryl Luter, I keep talking about him. He forced a fumble, recovered a fumble. So they had some positives on the on their side of the ball, too, and should have got another fumble. But we know what happened with the technology on that.